Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapert County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
K9PGC Mobile.
Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapert County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
89HAY Mobile. Well, good morning, Hayden. K9PGC Mobile in the thick. Good morning there, John. Well, did you get the radio tested there and fired up on Thursday?
No, unfortunately, I really got sidetracked yesterday. Didn't see the big boy train. That was originally planned. But, I got too many things I didn't even last night. Oh, I'm anxious. So I didn't even order the battery pack. There's a battery pack I'm staring at. That would really work great for the bike. Okay. And a little different layout than the one I'm using to plug everything in, you know. But anyway, we'll get to that. Yeah, I've got some patience, but this is also not always, but this is why some of these projects of mine come out so nice. I've learned to bite my tongue and wait. You know what I mean? Trust me, I'm more excited to have this thing finished and tested out than you are, but nevertheless, you know, that's an unfortunate scenario on how everything is running. The other night, I came home with a flat tire on the bike, and haven't finished that deal. That was Wednesday night. I popped everything off, took a good look at where the inner tube is leaking, and I said, okay, I'll take care of that tomorrow. Tomorrow's gone and went, but, I mean, I do have spare things to keep riding, and I just use that as an example. Patching an inner tube, is easy peasy, but, you know, just like I said, maybe I'm just getting slower in my old age.
I guess good things come to those that wait. But I was going to ask you, when you were running HF Mobile on the motorcycle, were the antennas that you made for that, were they all Resonator, or did you have to use a tuner?
Never used a tuner. My secret weapon was at the vertical dipole on the motorcycle, okay? So I'm going to cheat a little bit when I start on the bicycle, because I worked 40 meters with only a 1 foot stinger, a 12 inch stinger on my coil for the bottom half. Oh, did that make a world of difference. And so my present layout on the bicycle, I may not do that. I'm so tempted to just make it an L and just see how my cards play. But this is, I just got some ideas on how I want to put things on the back of the bike, because I'm also thinking, okay, have the least amount of damage if I crash, if I fall, something like that. Because easy peasy is I do have some things that will clamp onto that bike rack, and so I can still have my vertical dipole and run with it. I got to find where that 1 foot stinger went. I made an extra long stinger that was like going down and up that I had running on the motorcycle. I may still just do that, but both elements was completely tunable. I made my own coils and my own sliders to tune them. And I call it a pitchfork, but when I did the down and up for a stinger on the bottom half, I had a neon light bulb on it, so I would tune for maximum brilliance, so I know my ground current is going there, and then I would fine-tune the upper half, which was the longer part of the antenna. And then a lot of times I did better than most mobiles. There's in particular a couple Tar Heels that were on a Suburban that I could outdo on 40 meters. One guy was a little bit of a spoiled sport because he always badmouthed me. He didn't know there was three flies on the wall hearing him talk and so to speak, and it went as far as they recorded him once. This goes back some years, so it's something that I laugh at.
Yeah, I'm real curious to see how everything works when you get it all together. Hopefully, it'll certainly be light enough and portable enough. I'm just curious what kind of efficiency you can get with that antenna set up in a QRP rig. But have you got anything put together to bring on Saturday, or are you not planning on selling anything?
I don't think I'll have time to sell anything. Otherwise, I could have, would have, and should have. I'm going to be grasping for help the way it is right now. Because I know two people that said they were going to show up. And they would have had an easy gig. They won't be there. So I'm like, rat. Because I do not know what the flow is going to be for people coming in. Got an idea how I'm going to, because I'm going to be right there in the middle, if not right there up front handling the traffic. And then I have one person that was been very, very helpful that I don't want to put the screws to. He may be limited in what he can do for me, but he's done so much right now that it's, it's a complete blessing, But that's just how that goes. And there's other people I thought would show up that they're on the injured list, so I'm not going to twist their arm either, But this is Murphy's Law, my thing is, I got to make sure I got somebody on the radio that has an idea about the, traffic and so forth, just because how they got 35 messed up, So there is my worry. So it's like, regardless, I gotta be in three places at once to at least start the day off.
Well, I'm not sure what time I'll be there. I'm probably just going to go straight home from work and change, and I'm only bringing two or three things, so it won't take long to throw everything in the truck. But I would say 8:30 at the latest, but it could be as early as probably 7:45. But I'll be there to give you a hand. I've got a pretty good navigational skills for the area, so if you need somebody on the radio, I can do that too.
Copy that, yeah. Because that was something I brought up at the club meeting. If somebody really knows what's going on, they could do this at home. play radio, you know. And then we can, out in the field, can see what we can do for that person to have brakes and what have you, you know. But if someone's not too clear, you know, that's something else altogether, you know. But, anyway, because just north of 400, or Sheriff's Road, I should say, is where they had things blocked. I personally drove that way yesterday to see what traffic was doing, you know. So I got an idea, because I'm working at 12 today, so I won't know until last minute, which would be tomorrow morning, if there's a curveball for 35, you know. Hey, please do homework.
As far as I have heard, I think that's a somewhat long-term project. I don't think it's going to be done anytime soon. But I don't know, coming from the north, like if you can get to 525 and then shoot down. I'm not sure where exactly they have it closed. But like you said, I do know that it's closed just north of the tower there. But I would assume that you could probably, if people get off there at 35 off of 94, that they could probably shoot down 35 there and get on 525 and take that all the way down to Phillips and turn left.
Yeah, that is open. That's where I got the Phillips. I shot down 35 to see what I could see. From there, so yeah, I can definitely say something about that, you know. And I saw this tall crane, you know. So I was that distance, and I saw the barricades and so forth. And I just, okay, I see all this. Yeah, I can just do a U-turn. And I'm pretty certain that's 525. You know, your turn off just south. 454, you know. Another case, I know the area too well. I can't tell you that some of the road names. You know, and because some things have changed over the years, you know, that I would know that area because where you live, I remember when that was farmland.
Yeah, I think that that whole area was built up sometime like in the late 70s or so. I think that's at least what the paperwork on my house said. And I'm pretty sure all those houses were built around the same time. But, yeah, I'm... I guess if I had some more forethought of thinking about this road closure, it probably would have behooved us to make some signage or something that we could have stuck in the ground or stuck on a telephone pole and put it at a couple spots to give people an idea. But I think everybody will be fine as long as they get on the radio. I think that we can do a pretty decent job talking people in. I don't think it's going to be too terribly bad.
Hey, copy that. Yeah. Yeah, well, like anything else, you know, you roll with it and go from there, you know what I mean? That's all you can do, you know. But my grandma's farm, that used to have a Schultz Road address. And then when they started selling land off and so forth, so somewhere in the early 70s, she went from having a Schultz Road address to Skyline address, okay? And the road that was cut in front of her house and the cul-de-sac did not get developed until the 90s, okay? But I had all this farmer field and that to play in, and then next thing you know it, you know, I'm seeing stuff build up, not quite as far north as 450, but 400 or Schultz Road was the southern boundary, and it really extended, and that's, I think that's 625 west,
anyway, everything extended west of that area, and at the far north would have been 450. Okay, I am really fuzzy because there's stuff I remember that, okay, guess what? I blink and there's subdivision, you know, and on 400, Church Road, whatever we want to call it, it's practically the same road, right? If you know what to look for, you know, you can see my Uncle Pete's aircraft hangar, because 1971, 72, something right in there, was probably the last time he used Schultz Road as an airstrip. And everything else just changed around him.
KD9HAY. I think that might be on Google Maps, I think. I've seen that somewhere around the area where it says, like, Pete's airstrip or something like that. And I always wondered what that was.
See, that's the other funny thing. That's on my mom's side of the family, okay? My dad's side of the family, under three names, there's a boatload of us flyers. Because you have the Pizarks and the Pazes right off the bat. Big farmer family, okay? And they end up being flyers. Of course, the Phillips, you know, we're notorious. When I flew, I got in a fight because of who I'm related to, but that's minor, you know. I kid you not. Oh, boy, back in the day. But that's just one of those scenarios, unfortunately. But yeah, where the high school is, Mississippi High School is, that, depending which side of Woodland you're talking about, one side was the Pazes, the other side was the Pizarks. I mean, you know, I grew up, you know, being on a lot of farmland because of family gatherings.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how things change over time. I know my dad had told me, he grew up in Michigan City, that in the 60s and 70s when he was growing up, that for the most part, that nothing really went south of 20, that before, like, Walmart went in there where Big R is, that there wasn't a whole lot of anything back there south of, like, Fannie Mae, so it's certainly grown up a lot there, and definitely the residential side has kind of filled in between LaPorte and Michigan City as well.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about Michigan City Airport, even though that was Michigan City, we had our names at property. Not sure if I fell in a hole that time there, Hayden. But I was just making the crack that, you know, off of 421, the original Michigan City airport, you know, our names were stuck in there one way or another. It was really funny. The financial interest my Uncle Joe had on that airport and Valpo, even though where Michigan City Airport is right now, if you look at the registry, he permanently got that put in place that it will always be known as Phillips Airport. And I forget when Joe sold that off to the city, but some politician there. It's really hilarious if you're sitting on my side of the coin. But that was just things, you know. Just the whole involvement. And when certain stories come out and they try to write Joe out of the history of Michigan City Aviation, his name is plastered all over the place in some financial scenario, you know. And I can actually see some.
of the sun right now with all this smog. I can't believe this. K9 PGC.
K9 UMI mobile. Yeah, it's still a little bit smoky, but not as bad as it was last night when I was on my way to work. But good morning to you there, Tom, but I'm going to step out here, just pulled up at the house, and both of you have a good day there. We'll catch you later, and I'll see you tomorrow there, John. KD9HOI, I'll be clearing your file.
Well, sounds good there, Hayden. And Tom, good morning. I'm in the parking lot. I got to make the mad dash to cash, so got to bail on both of you. So one part it's proper timing, and the other, I'm sorry to be rude, Tom. But anyway, sun just got covered up again. Oh, man. I may not ride this weekend with this smog just to be safe. But hey, 73s, guys. K9 PGC.
Yeah, I would have jumped in sooner, but I had a customer in the car, so hearing you guys talking, so I jumped on as soon as I can. And it looks like I jumped on just at the right time and ran you guys off. 73, guys. KD9 UMI.
Once again, have a good one there, Tom. K9 PGC.
Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Laporte County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Laporte County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
CMN Network.
Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Laporte County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the 2nd Annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Laporte County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk-in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
CMN Network, 220.
Come to the second annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapworth County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there. CMN Network, MI3. Come to the second annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapworth County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Come to the second annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapworth County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there. Come to the second annual Tailgate Ham Fest July 18th, sponsored by the Lapworth County Amateur Radio Club. Located at 3354 West Schultz Road at the Concrete Tower. Talk in will be on 146.970W9LY and 146.610K9JSI repeaters. Hope to see you there.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KB9ORJ testing. KB9ORJ testing.